I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Oh my.
I had to do it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I had to play this song because I got a fellow that's a lot more than just a little bit country in the studio this morning with me, but I'm definitely a lot of rock and roll. So my guest this morning is Brent Lane from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Hey.
How are you?
Good.
You want to know a secret?
What?
I'm going to tell you something that not a whole lot of people know.
Okay.
Back in the 90s.
Yes, sir.
I used to be Cash Money on the radio.
Get out. Are you serious?
But I was playing like Tone Loke and Young MC at the time. So when you say a little bit of country, a little rock and roll, sometimes a little hip hop too. Vanilla Ice is still my jam at every Christmas party.
I love that. That is true. And I've been to a few now. Okay. So. Well, I asked Brent to come in because we have so much going on in the community. And I look on Facebook and I don't know when this man eats or sleeps, but he is at every event in town. He does such a great job as being an ambassador for our community. Has won, I don't know how many awards now, Country Station of the Year, yet again, for the morning show and for personality.
You are kind to say.
Well, listen, that's a national award in the industry. And that's really, really, really special. So I'm excited to have you here on our show to talk about all the different things that are coming up.
Well, I'll tell you, we are blessed to be a community that right about the third week of January, if you are, and this year was different because we had Mardi Gras balls starting right after Christmas.
Right.
So this is a community with no downtime, which is great. I mean, if you can't find something to do in Pensacola,
you're not looking.
Man, yeah, you just need to crack open the Visit Pensacola app.
Well, we used to joke about the shoulder season or having that.
Yeah.
This doesn't exist anymore.
You know, we're kind of fortunate. We're the, you know, obviously, if you live in Mobile or you have some family in New Orleans or whatever, I mean, they're the only people I know that does Mardi Gras harder than Pensacola.
True.
I mean, at the point that you take 2 weeks off of school for Mardi Gras season, bless your heart, you are going big. But for a lot of folks who, you know, I was telling some friends, my parents still live in California, so it's like for them, Mardi Gras is Fat Tuesday, and it's like, you know, it's just one day.
Yeah.
You know, we've been living the dream since 12 days after Christmas.
Right.
12th night is a thing. But,
yeah,
you know, and we go right into Pensacon this weekend.
Isn't it something? I can't believe it's already here.
Well, and it really has become such a huge deal pop culture-wise in our community. And I thought this was a creative genius back in the first year renaming the Pensacola International Airport to the Pensacola Intergalactic Airport.
My favorite thing that they do.
There's some folks that are coming into town to visit, and it's like, tell me what is that all about? And it's like, well, did it show up that way on your ticket? Look at that. Even more impressive. So,
and Stargate. Right? It's just so clever.
Right?
Love it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I mean, so many of us grew up watching Star Wars or grew up watching Star Trek. And you will find so many of the different fandoms there that the curators of Pensacon have started, you know, really have done an amazing job.
Well, the celebrities they bring in, what a who's who. I mean, from all different genres, from land and the sci-fi land.
I think we forget that Halloween, you know, Halloween has become one of the biggest adult events of the year.
That's true.
But I used to dressing up as Indiana Jones to go to Pensacon, you know what I mean? And like, there's a photo of me on the internet somewhere with like three other Indiana Jones. We all got together for hey, what's going on?
That's hilarious.
But you know, and Pensacon is really, the first year, I remember we've been a part of it since the very beginning.
Right.
And nobody in our community really understood the vision.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a con person and you go, like, I came from San Diego a long time ago, right, and Comic-Con is a thing. They introduce all the new movies that are coming out, go there, panels, like, it's a really cool
And con
event.
Being short for convention, kind of like a trade show, just
right,
a different name for it.
Dragon Con happens in Atlanta on Labor Day weekend, and so a lot of folks would travel, you know, if you are into it, you travel and you'll go see all those folks. Well, so Pensacon, Mike Inslee really got this started, and 13 year?
So
I think
that.
It's 14 years now. This is the 13th year. So when they got that rolling, you know, like, why not Pensacola?
Right.
And the Pensacola Bay Center is already converted. In fact, we're bringing the trucks down to park at Poseidon's Bay right now. And I love that we've, you know, kind of created this opportunity to embrace that Pensacola is on the beach. And so Poseidon is a really big part of The culture of Pensacon.
Well, also remember, Gulf Breeze was the original of the sightings of UFOs.
Sure,
so
yeah.
I mean, it's a natural fit.
That's it. I mean, but you've got everything. If you're a Marvel fan, yeah, there's something for you. Frank Grillo is going to be there this year, mm-hmm. who, of course, was Crossbones in Marvel, currently in the DC Universe as Peacekeeper. And a guy who, if you love Tulsa King, plays a major role in Tulsa King.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the opportunity to meet him. Michael great. Ironsides, who has been in movies for the last 40 years, just announced he's there all 3 days. So he'll
so
be there
awesome.
Tomorrow on Saturday and on Sunday. And, of course, that is a pay part of that. So once mm-hmm. you're in the convention, there are some opportunities to go pay. If you love Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
Karen Walk'em Down Wheeler is going to be there. Kara Buono. I have to probably ask her exactly how do you pronounce her last name.
Right.
But she's going to be there. Randy Havens, who plays teacher Mr. Scott Clark.
Oh, yeah.
And he's actually going to be with us on Cat Country tomorrow.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to sit in. And I am, you know, I'm fascinated by the creative process the Duffer Brothers use.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're... You know, having Stranger Things now. So we've had a couple of Stranger Things panels over the year
that
have been a lot of fun. So
I love that.
You know, and you'll be surprised how many people will dress out. I'm going to dress as a Demogorgon. I can't wait, you know. And it's always adults.
I should know what that is, but what is that exactly?
That's the bad thing in Stranger Things. Though. Have you seen the show?
You know what? I think I've watched the first season. So
here's the thing, Meg.
Here's the thing.
The 80s kid in you is going to relate all the way through.
Okay.
And from a creative process, I thought they did a brilliant job
of
now, I don't want to say catering to the audience, but really and truly keeping the audience's hearts in mind when crafting the story.
Okay.
And it was lovingly told. And I don't say that about everything because I don't think everything is built that way.
Right.
Sometimes you're building a show, but I really feel like the Duffer Brothers creatively captured what the 80s were.
Okay.
The whole show is based around the board game Dungeons and Dragons.
Right.
Now, I was telling Angela, my friend John Bov and I, he liked to play Dungeons and Dragons, and I wasn't allowed to play in my own house.
Oh.
My mom was very like, we're not casting spells. I get all of that. But I don't ever remember John being like, I've spent 2 weeks crafting this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no fourth and fifth grader I know had spent 2 weeks doing anything. But, you know what I mean? All that said, they did a great job of capturing that. But they captured the other stuff, like going to Radio Shack.
Right.
Randy Havens, who plays Mr. Clark in the show, I said this on our station the other day, but a lot of teachers in our area we're talking about when the finale came out.
Uh-huh.
One of the cool things about it was that the teachers were the heroes.
Yes.
And you don't think about that very often. Like the highlight for this person was, as a teacher, he wasn't relegated to being some punchline.
Mm-hmm.
He was the guy they called when they had to figure out the science of a wormhole or the show or how to find
him. Wasn't he?
He really was. He enabled the heroes to win, and that was a big deal for teachers. And I thought that was super cool. So
very cool. Okay, I'm talking with Brent Lane from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. We're talking a little bit about Pensacon. When we come back, we're going to hit on some of the other great events coming to Pensacola. So if you've got a question or comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you're hearing Brent Lane's voice on our station and thinking, wait, did I switch stations? No, you didn't. He is my guest this morning on Pep Talk because he is the expert about Pensacola and, of course, country music. He is the host of the Cat Morning Show. But I'm happy to have him here today to talk a little bit about what's happening in Pensacola.
Well, I'll tell you what, first of all, you're very kind to have me on.
I'm thrilled.
I love the opportunity to come in and brag about our beautiful city. Certainly, we've got Pensacon this weekend. But while you're at Pensacon this weekend, you'll be at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably are aware that there is a recent study from Legends that talks, there's about $189 million upgrade in terms of making the Bay Center. And there's a lot of feels in all the different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And that public comment is being sought right now. And it's like the public comment is going to close soon. Now, I don't think we should necessarily go into this being a bunch of naysayers, because I think you have to factor in a couple things. First, Mobile is about to have a $300 million brand new Civic Center.
That's what I've heard.
And if you want to keep having entertainment that comes here,
mm-hmm.
we have got to be competitive with that.
No doubt about it.
Now, there's a lot of stuff in this plan. There's a, what is it, $50, $70 million upgrade to the actual Bay Center. There's a new event center that would be planned for this in what is now the parking lot on
which
the backside.
We, by the way, can I just put in a plug? I believe we desperately need, having been out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber for several years and in the Gulf Breeze community, we are desperate for a convention center, a place where people can hold conventions other than a hotel dining room.
Well, here's the thing, that's really where there's a little bit of drama in this.
I know, I've heard about it.
You know, from a guy who I'm on the board of directors for Visit Pensacola, we know convention space is really lacking in our area, and it is something that would help us be instantly competitive with other areas. Panama City has lots of convention space. Savannah is a competitive size. And in this plan, it doesn't really address convention space. It addresses an event center. So
right.
I think if we had to have something in the Bay Center, but the Harlem Globetrotters were also going to participate in something, you have an event center that could be turned into a basketball court. And really nice. I'm not suggesting that this would be like, throwing it together in a warehouse. That's not what that would be. And then the proposal that exists calls for a second sheet of ice in a practice facility that, obviously are the main tenant of the Pensacola Bay Center is your Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Right.
And it looks like it would be ice all of the time. Hmm. Now, in my head, after watching curling in the Olympics, I'm like, dude, hear me out. And then there's the other part of the proposal is that someone will come in and bring hotel space and about 15,000 square feet of convention space into that hotel. Now, that somebody pointed out to me that if I'm a hotelier and I'm going to put a hotel on that property, I'm not trying to create more event space or convention space than my hotel will hold.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to fill other hotels. And I thought, that's a unique perspective.
That's true.
Maybe having something in the county that is convention space that the county city runs.
No, that makes sense.
So that is obviously a concern. But I will say this, if you are thinking, hey, I want to, I'm going to be negative about us doing this. Don't be negative about it. We really desperately need to make sure that have some competitive upgrades. The Sun Belt basketball tournament is coming up.
Yes.
And not next weekend, but the weekend after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 10-year deal. And we fought really hard to get the
Ray
Sun Belt
Palmer
here.
And Sports Association, Visit Pensacola. A lot of people were involved in keeping them here.
It is a major deal. It's actually it's the Visit Pensacola Sun Belt basketball conference championship tournament presented by some other folks in there.
Yeah, no joke. And think about for the economy, what that brings in, not to mention being out on the beach, seeing those buses coming in with all the players all the teams. And it was a huge boon to the economy.
The Sun Belt is absolutely the right conference. We're within driving distance of practically everywhere.
Right?
I mean, everywhere from having teams from Texas to teams from Marshall coming down. And, man, watching the JMU Bulldog dance with a cat is a lot of fun. We can talk more about what that Sun Belt will bring to the party in the next break, too, because it is important. Like, now is a good time to register your kid for the Dribble Drive and how you can participate in some free events with that. But
we also want to touch on what's coming up, which is big, 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 the Spring Jam.
Oh, we'll get, yeah, absolutely. So how much time do we have?
We've got a couple minutes right now.
Oh, perfect. So, well, I'll tell you what. We'll come back to Spring Jam.
Okay.
Since I salted the Sun Belt. Let me tell you about the Sun Belt.
Yes.
So if you've not been involved in that, this started during COVID, and it was one of those things where it was like, teams were just there, and we just start, you're developing a basketball culture.
Right.
But they really do it right. And if you want, we're talking about the championship game that is happening on March 8th, March 9th. Mm-hmm. That's that Monday night.
Right.
That's on ESPN. Like,
which
that's in our community.
So cool.
And you're one of those teams is going to go play in the NCAA tournament. We are sending somebody to March Madness, right? And we got some like University of South Alabama's in this. Troy is in this. I mean, there's a lot of Sun Belt teams. So it's easy to pick somebody to root for. But being around it and watching that, there's a certain level of professionalism that comes with a high level of college D1 basketball is in town. And if you got kids that are playing rec ball, you want to bring them out. The Dribble Drive happens on Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
That's March 7th.
And what is that?
So we have about 500 spots, and you can register your kid for free. It comes with two tickets to the women's quarterfinal at 2:30.
Okay.
But we're having this big fun fest. Sports Radio Pensacola is broadcasting live.
Excellent.
We're out there live. But what happens is your kid gets a free basketball, a t-shirt, and they get to dribble from out at Funfest into the Bay Center.
Oh, how cool.
And you would think that there'd be mayhem because basketball is going everywhere. But the cat's leading it, and it's so much fun.
Oh, that sounds great.
And, you know, man,
and which day is that happening on Saturday?
That's Saturday, March 7th. Yeah. The whole Sun Belt tournament gets started on March 3rd.
Okay.
And, well, News Radio will have plenty of opportunities to win tickets.
Yep.
So it'll be, you know, something if you're just getting interested in it, this is a great opportunity to win your way in.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy packages, you can buy suites, you can buy all kinds of stuff. And, you know, really, if you're looking for a unique way to support maybe in your own company, what a cool thing to buy a set of seats for.
Absolutely.
Courtside, let's go, baby.
Let's go. We're talking with Brent Lane from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. If you've got a question for him, text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. And we're back with Pep Talk, a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll in the house this morning. I got our friend from sister station Cat Country 98.7, the Star. Brent Lane is here, star of the Cat Morning Show, and talking about all kinds of things that are happening here in Pensacola.
First of all, I want to shout out Justin, who texted us about putting together a curling program like American Magic. Dude, I'm in. Let's go. The other side of that.
We could be the home of that. Why not?
For sure. And maybe, I don't know if a lot of folks know this, but like U.S. Ice Skating does lead-in programs.
Ooh.
So having a second sheet of ice that is always available could certainly develop with that.
Ooh, wouldn't that be something?
It'd be very cool.
Okay.
Now, the other thing we have coming up at Cat Country that supports the Santa Rosa Kids House, and as we get closer to it, I'd like to bring our friends at Santa Rosa in to talk about this event, but is our Spring Jam show.
Mm-hmm.
Low Cash is going to be there with the full band. A guy named Preston Cooper is coming in, and John Morgan, who writes a bunch of Jason Aldean songs and has his own, and he's been touring with Jason for a while. They're all going to be there. Now, the benefit to us is that with your ticket, a portion of those proceeds are going to Santa Rosa Kids House. We are coming up on, I think it's over $250,000 to the kids' house over the lifetime of this event.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of what Spring Jam does for our friends in Navarre and particularly for the kids' house.
So when is it and how do we get tickets?
March 22nd, our presenting sponsor is Panera Credit Union, which helps us pay not just for the ticket and for the artist, but it kind of helps your ticket go to our friends at the kids' house. You can get all-in tickets, like including fees and everything, for under $25 for general admission with our show.
Oh, wow.
You can go all the
way
to the front with a general admission.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pepsi Sand Pit is still available. That's $60. It comes with two drinks, and you get special reserve placement.
So it's on the beach.
It is on the beach right behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill on the permanent stage there.
Mm-hmm.
Super fan passes are also available. We only have 20 of them left, but you get a picture with all the artists. You get food. You get drink.
Oh,
we
how
take
cool
great
is that?
Care, yeah, we take great care of you. So if you want to meet the artist, now's your time. CatCountry987.com is the location to go buy those tickets, and you get them through our ticket vendor, Big Tickets. So we're not blowing out. There's not a ton of fees. You're not going to find yourself going, golly, that cost me $400. So.
And what's the date again on that one?
March 22nd. It's a Sunday afternoon, and it's a tradition for spring break. This is the 7th annual Spring Jam.
And you made how much so far?
Raised about $250,000 for Santa Rosa Kids House for the show.
And just real quick, Santa Rosa Kids House helps kids that are abused and neglected.
Yeah, Wendell Hall would tell you that these are the kids that have an uncle that shouldn't have been in that house at that time. These are the kids that were abused, these are the folks that are going to help these kids get into a functioning life and help work their way through some terrible trauma, sexual trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what the kids' house does. And I can't think of a better way to raise our community up than helping the kids' house. So.
No question about it. So this is a great event. Spring Jam coming up. It's going to be on Sunday, March
22nd.
Tickets
available right now. We're almost a month away right now.
Okay.
And like I said, still got some super fan passes left. So if you want to put a wristband in, walk around like you're bougie, go meet some artists, get food and drink included.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay. And don't miss out on Pensacon this weekend.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot happening. Brent, I really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Glad to be here.
It's such a pleasure. We had a little country on our station.
Let's get it going.
This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thanks so much to Brent Lane with Cat Country 98.7, our sister station. And again, that website, in case people want to find out what y'all are up to.
CatCountry987.com.
There you go. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a bit.